The LDS Church at the World's Fair, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, April 1964, pages 109-111. Brethren and sisters, I am thankful for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and I pray for the inspiration of this great Comforter. Isn't it humbling and glorious to be an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? I find it a great joy and blessing to visit the saints in many parts of the world. It is a privilege to shake their hands and to call them brother and sister. I like the warmth and the joy that come from this great family tie. Happiness truly comes from God and His righteousness. Seek ye first. The first great goal of this life was given by Jesus Christ our Savior, leader, and example, when He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness." There is no other goal ahead of this first goal. I would like to speak briefly about the scriptures and missionary work. No one ever needs to make excuses or apologize for the scriptures. The Apostle Paul said, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." I repeat, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Anyone changing or placing a personal interpretation that changes the true meaning of the scriptures is placing himself and his abilities above the God-inspired scriptures. The field is white. When the gospel and Church of Jesus Christ were restored to this earth in 1830 by a prophet of God, the scriptures were again restored to their true light and meaning. Immediately after the restoration, the great missionary program of the church was commenced. The Savior said in a revelation to the prophet Joseph Smith, "Behold, the field is white already to harvest." Christ said when he lived upon the earth that there were many people to be brought into the church, but the laborers are few. Today, 1964, the field is still wide and ready to harvest. There are millions waiting today for the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, but the laborers are few. We must find ways to reach and teach every creature. I sometimes wonder if we have actually taught 1% of God's children. That would be over 30 million. I know that millions have heard about the church, but there is no substitute for the teacher. By their fruits, under the inspiration and direction of our prophet David O. McKay, we have undertaken a great and far-reaching missionary program in the New York World's Fair. Millions of people will have the opportunity to hear testimonies and see fruits of the gospel in the restored Church of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "By their fruits ye shall know them." The fruits through the exhibits based upon the scriptures will be shown and taught. The World's Fair, our pavilion and exhibits are built and designed to give a sacred atmosphere and a spirit of rest and peace. Our theme is man's search for happiness. We want to show and impress upon all who attend that happiness comes from seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. As people enter the pavilion, they will see an Adam and Eve statue and the masterful painting of the ancient prophets. The scriptural messages which will be written in text will show our acceptance of the Old Testament scriptures, the messages of the New Testament, the heroic-sized marble statue of Jesus Christ and the inspired painting of the 12 apostles will show that we accept Jesus Christ, the 12 apostles, and the scriptures of the New Testament. The 110-foot mural, picturing the teachings of Jesus Christ, will touch the hearts of the true Christians. Jesus Christ is shown coming up out of the waters of the River Jordan after being baptized by John the Baptist. The Holy Ghost is represented in the form of a dove, and the voice of God the Eternal Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." A picture that even touches the heart of the unbeliever. This is one of the great examples and messages of the New Testament, and the artist under inspiration has created and pictured this glorious occasion when God expressed from heaven that He was pleased with His Son, Christ-centered. The mural continues with Jesus calling the fishermen, Peter and Andrew. Another picture shows the calling and ordaining of the 12 apostles. Jesus is also pictured teaching the multitudes in Jerusalem. Jesus praying at Gethsemane while the apostles slept, Judas and the betrayal kiss, the crucifixion, the meeting of the resurrected Christ and the apostles after His resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ and the two men in white apparel saying, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner." A most impressive mural, the Golden Raid Room, built around Jesus Christ, is inspiring, soul-searching, and magnificent. Many will receive their first inspiration of this church as they enter this pavilion. We will briefly show the apostasy from the teaching of Jesus Christ, that man in many cases substituted his own doctrines and programs. Men did away with the 12 apostles, changed the baptism, and substituted an incorporeal and incomprehensible God for our living, personal heavenly Father, another angel. The mural continues to show John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. John in vision saw an angel and said, And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people. Often quoted and unique to this church, our message to the world is that this angel came to the prophet Joseph Smith and restored the everlasting gospel, and that it is going forward today to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, the restoration. As we walk into the first vision diorama, we see the boy prophet, Joseph Smith, kneeling in humble prayer in the sacred grove, and we feel as if we are in that grove of trees witnessing his first vision. Heavenly beings, millions except Moses, Abraham, Jacob, Isaiah, and all of the ancient prophets of God as prophets of God, and heavenly messengers appeared unto them many times, millions except the Apostle Peter, John the Revelator, Paul, and the other apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they all had heavenly visitations and manifestations. If we stay with the God-given scriptures, heavenly manifestations are part of God's earth program, and the prophet Joseph Smith's first vision is in harmony with the scriptures, a twin diorama showing Jesus Christ teaching in and around Jerusalem on the eastern hemisphere and in the Americas on the western hemisphere is impressive and brings to light his statement that he had other sheep which he must visit. Scriptures. The Bible contains the God-inspired scriptures of the eastern hemisphere. The Book of Mormon contains the God-inspired scriptures of the western hemisphere. Today men are looking for evidence of divine power. It can be found in the Holy Bible and in the Book of Mormon, and among the prophets and apostles of the Lord, a statue showing the restoration of the priesthood by Peter, James, and John, messengers sent from heaven, upon the head of the prophet, will portray the restoration of this great power. 100 backlighted transparencies have been created and taken from all parts of the world to show the fruits of the church. Life eternal. A diorama showing eternal life has been created around the words of Jesus that have been quoted here several times at this conference, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. An inspired moving picture on eternal life has also been created to inspire and touch the hearts of the truth seeker. The Tabernacle Choir, a great missionary, will be at the fair also. 300 singing mothers will be there. I heard several fine sermons on Easter from prominent ecclesiastical scholars encouraging the people to return to religion. We already have an abundance of varied religions on this earth, but all of God's children should turn to the God-inspired scriptures and to the gospel teachings of Jesus Christ. They should seek first the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, we sincerely and humbly ask for your prayers for the success of the Lord's work at the World's Fair and for the great missionary program of the church, that we may more fully teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, and I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.